We left off. Left off with on third on Wednesday. Very, very important halachas, those that we're learning at the moment. We left off in the Mishnah Brura. We left off in the Mishnah Brura, Sukkot and Zayin. The last thing we said was the Re'ia Ba'alma in the regular editions of the Mishnah Brura. This is on page 216, and it's the fifth line. The Re'ia Ba'alma l'fi tuma, if it is merely seeing as opposed to looking, b'loi nene, without benefiting, then even if it is not his own wife, it will be shari. Imloi mitzad ha-musa. If not from the musa aspect of things, then it could be that a person will be makabel on himself, not just not to look, which is osa, but even not to see. Ubeseifa mincha Shmuel hoichiach, da odom choshuv yeishloi li zoher b'chol gavni. An odom choshuv, a prominent person, should be careful in all cases, meaning even that which is not necessarily osa, Me'ika hadin, but he should be careful. Because of prima godim, the makoymei shederech liyos mechusa, those parts of the goof which are normally covered, kagoyin zroyos seho, for example, her upper arms, v'chehai gavna, shar makoymei goof, or similarly other areas of the goof which are normally covered, afri'iyya ba'alma asa. Even just to see will be asa, meaning, Etzpa katana, remember the example of the Gemara, Etzpa katana. Now, Etzpa katana, we obviously all agree, is a part of the goof which is not normally covered. And nonetheless, the Gemara said it's osa to look with view to have benefit. That's where the Mishnah Brura is saying, if you see the finger of another woman without any view to have benefit, then it's muta. But if you're talking about a part of the goof which is normally covered, like the upper arm, the shoulder, for example, then that would be asa, even if you're not looking, you are just seeing. And therefore, if you happen to spot, if you are waiting in line in the supermarket and the woman in front of you has her upper arm exposed, then yes, you should not be looking at all. And in fact, you should make sure you don't even see it, if one should turn away. Says the Mishnah Brura in conclusion in this Mishnah Brura, and we mentioned this halacha last week, and it's so, so critical. Because poiskim, the basulois didan, even unmarried girls, didan means ours, meaning in our age, in our times, bichlal nidois heim. They must be assumed to be tmeo nido, mishayagiu lezman veses. Obviously, a girl who has reached the age where this is possible, or bichlal arayois heim, and would that be considered an erbon? And this is a phenomenally important halacha. What does the Mishnah Brura mean? Ubesulois didan. The word didan means ours, as we mentioned last week, because in the times of the Gemara, it was not this way. In the times of the Gemara, it was different because even unmarried girls were also tovelin, because they were makbid with halachas of taharis and truma and the Beis Hamikdash. But in our case, this is not, in our times, this is not the case. For any girl over the age of 11, certainly 12, must be assumed to be Tmei or Nidon. There is no reason in the world why she would go to the mikveh until she's going to get married. Mamela, even if she's unmarried and she's not an Ashes Ish, but she still is Tmei or Nidon. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, she's considered an absolute Erevah. Very, very important halacha. I'll give you a classic example of when this is Negeah. Imagine you've got young kids at home and you and your wife go out for the evening and you ask a 16-year-old girl to come and babysit. For some reason, your wife is going to come home after you're going to come home. So you arrive home first before the wife. For you to enter the home now where this 16-year-old babysitter is there is an issa d'oraisa, even if you're there for a millisecond. Even though she's unmarried, she's not an Ashes Ish, But by virtue of the fact that we assume that she is Tamei Anidah because she's 16 or 17, she is an Erva. Therefore, if you arrive home first, the way to do it, and I've had this on many occasions, you have to knock on the door and leave the door open and let her step out before you step in. If the Dira is right on street level and the front door is open to the Rishus HaRabim, it will be a different story. But otherwise, one has to make sure you do not step into the home until she steps out, because if you do, it is an Issa D'Oraisa every single second that this is going on.
That's because of Yichud?
Because of Issa Yichud Kweret. So again, I'm just connecting the dots over here. Even though the Issurim that we are talking about, as you point out, are not Yichud, we're dealing with Issurim over here of either Istaklus Barayos or saying Dvorim Shabbat Kedusha. But there's a third ramification, and that is Halacha of Yichud. And therefore, if this particular girl has reached the age where she could potentially be Tamei Anidah, we must assume that she is. Okay, let's now go to Sif Beis. There's a very interesting discussion. You can see it if you want by yourselves, the Mishnah Berurah that we missed out, and that is the whole halacha of Tefach Be'isha Erva. Does that also apply not if there's a man present, but another woman? Can Rochel say Kriya Shema in the presence of when there's another woman, Leah, who happens to have a Tefach Be'isha Erva? This whole halacha of Tefach Be'isha, does that only apply? Again, we're talking about Dvarim Shebekedusha. We're not talking about Histaklus. There's no Issa of Histaklus, but the Issa of saying Dvarim Shebekedusha, would that also apply to another woman? That's a very big machloikus. And again, this could be very negir. If women find themselves sitting together in an area where part of the guf is exposed, I don't know, they've gone swimming together and they're sitting afterwards, will they be able to say a bracha? Want to have a cup of water, will they be able to say a bracha in the presence of another isha who has a chelik of the guf exposed? According to the Ramah, it's asa.
But usually, isn't that isa because of concern about hirhur?
That's the chiddush over here.
Okay, that's so why, because a woman would not have such hirhur.
Right, 100%. That's why some disagree. And the Mishnah Berurah says exactly what you said. The whole issue is over only for men because of hero. That is exactly the opinion of those who disagree with the Ramah. And as you rightfully point out, the Rosh, which is the Makor of this Ramah, is therefore quite difficult to understand. Well, Kaponim, that's where the Ramah paskens. Okay, we move over to Sif Beis. So everything we've mentioned until now, remember, we've slightly moved off course by discussing these halachas of histaklus ba'arayis. This is not actually the topic of discussion in this siman in Shulchan Aruch. This siman in Shulchan Aruch is a siman in the middle of Hilchas Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah just mentioned, by the by, that obviously you don't forget the main halacha of histaklus ba'arayis. That's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the issa of somebody who's not a Rasha, and he's absolutely having no intent to have benefit, wherever it may be, even his own wife, where it is muta, but to say Dvorim should be Kedusha in the presence of a Tefach Be'isha, even his own wife is Asa. And that really is our discussion. So again, that's what we're talking about, saying Kriya Shema or Dvorim should be Kedusha in the presence of Tefach Be'isha. Tefach Be'isha. We now move over to Sif Beis. Sa'ar shel isha, the hair of a woman, shedarko lechasoisoi. So clearly we're talking about a married woman or a woman who was once married. If the derech is for that part of the hair to be covered, as opposed to, for example, if she has her eyebrows, that's also hair, but that hair is not covered. So tumar over here, hair on the head. Sa'ar shel isha shedarko lechasoisoi. if there is hair of a woman which is normally covered and now is uncovered, osur likrois kenegdo, then it is osur once again to recite Kriya Shema in the presence of those hairs, just as it would be if there's a tefach of the guf. Please note that for the moment, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch did not give any shiur. In the first case, the Shulchan Aruch said quite clearly, if it's a tefach be'isha, we said some opinions say that if it's another woman, not your own wife, then it's even less than a tefach. Whereas in this sif in Shulchan Aruch, it says sa'ar shel isha, and for the moment does not give any shiur. It doesn't say it has to be a centimeter or a tefach, or it doesn't say. We'll see whether there is a shiur to this or not. Says the Shulchan Aruch, aval besulois, that unmarried girls, girls who have never been married, shedarkom leilech peruois harosh, where their derech is to walk around with their hair uncovered, mutter would be mutter. And this is a rather difficult halacha to understand. If the hair of an isha is considered an erva, then why would we distinguish between a basula and not a basula? And especially so, as we mentioned, if basula is in our day and age all considered to be nidus. So if there's an issa of yichud, and if there's an issa of istaklus baroyos, so why would there not be a locha of sa'ar be'isha erva as well? Okay, continues the Ramah, says the Ramah Hagav, v'hu hadin hasayrois shel noshim, the hairs of an isha sheregilim lotseis mitoich litzmosam, michutz litzmosam. Litzmosa means her hair covering, meaning even if her hair is covered, not uncovered, it is covered, but sometimes there are one or two hairs that would stick out. So what would be the halacha there? Then that would be fine. Meaning, when a woman covers her hair, even when her hair is very tightly covered, but it might well be that it's the derech, for example, sometimes an isha has not quite a sideburn, but a little bit of hair around the ears, which is sticking out, which might well be the derech for that generally not to be covered, in which case that is like the hair of a basula. So it all depends, therefore, on whether we are dealing with hair which is normally covered or normally uncovered. So in the case of a regular married woman, the hair is covered. An unmarried woman, the derech is for it to be uncovered. And so too, the Ramah is adding, even a married woman, but if there's parts of the hair that stick out in a permissible manner, we must add, not that she's lax in covering her hair, but rather to my hair which is sticking out in a permissible manner, then one would be permitted to recite Kriya Shema Kenegdo, says the Ramah in conclusion, the kol shekein sa'ar nochris, and certainly the hair of a non-Jewish woman, afilu dark lechasos, even if she normally does walk around for whatever reason with her hair covered, that's not the subject of this isha, of this halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Sukkot and Tess, you remember we saw this in the Gemara, shel isha, ba the sa'ar shel ish. If we are dealing with the hair of a male, afilu shel erva, hayotze derech nekev shebebigdo, remember we saw this in the Gemara, even if the hair of the erva would be protruding through some sort of hole in his beged, it's no problem, muta likreis kenegdo. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah Sikot and Yud, very, very, very critical. Very, very critical Mishnah Berurah here. What would be if a woman walks around in the confines of her own home with her hair uncovered? I hasten to add that we're not discussing whether that is the appropriate way for a woman to walk around her home. We're not talking about that, but let's say she does. So here comes the big question. When she's in the marketplace, when she's in the street, when she's in the shuk, she obviously covers her hair. When she's at home, we're talking about an isha who does not cover her hair. So here comes the big question. When she's at home with her hair uncovered, which is her way, can the husband now say Dvaram Shebekedusha? We said it all depends on the derech. But here, the derech depends. She does one thing at home and a different thing in the street, says the Mishnah Brura in Yud. Shedarko lechasoisei v'afilu im ein darko lechasoisei rak b'shuk. Even if her derech is only to cover the hair in the shuk, in the street. V'loi b'bayis u'b'chotzer. But she does not cover the hair when she's at home or in the chotzer, meaning in the garden. Mikol mokoim b'chlal. Erva hi lekulei alma. Very, very important halacha. It is nonetheless considered to be an erva. So even if she's at home, there is nobody else there besides her, the husband. All window shutters are down. There is no way that anybody can see through. And she is walking around with her hair uncovered. It makes no difference. It would still be awesome. And halacha would be that he could not now say Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. It's still considered an erva. Afilu bebayis. But also shom likros negdo in misgalek tasme. And if some of those hairs become uncovered, it would be also. V'da'oid, you must know further, says the Mishnah Brura. Da'afilu im derech isha zu v'chavrei seho. Even if the way of this particular woman, unfortunately, her and her friends, ba'oisoi mokoim. In this particular area, leilech begilui horoish b'shuk. What happens if chas v'shalom they walk around with their head uncovered, even in the street? So what are we going to say? Ah, it all depends on what the derech. Well, this happens to be a town in which the derech is for them to walk around, not b'tznius. Kederech haprutzois, rather those who act in the way which is the opposite of tznius. Nonetheless, it would be awesome. It's also, there is no heta whatsoever. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, after the parenthesis, he says, V'gam kol benois Yisrael. The Mishnah Brura spells it out very clearly. All benois Yisrael, hamachzikos medas Moshe. Those who are adherent to the das Moshe, Nizhorois mizeh, miyemois avoseinu, from the very days of our avos, me'oilam vad ato, and therefore bichlal erbohi va'osa likros kenegdo. V'loi ba lemait, the only exception would be rak besulois. Only unmarried women, that's not what we're talking about, we're talking about a married woman. But if it's an unmarried woman, yes, that would be an exception. Shemutorois leilech b'roish porua, where they are indeed permitted to walk around with their hair uncovered. Oh, the other example we gave, or if hair is leaving the head covering in a permissible manner, that would depend on the particular minig in this place. But otherwise, you cannot say it depends on the minigs. You can't say, well, I live in the middle of Tel Aviv, where everybody here is irreligious, and everybody walks around with their hair uncovered, even if they're married, and that will permit me to say Kriya Shema in their presence, Chas v'Shalom. That's not a matter of minhag, that has been the halacha, midoir ledoir, and it is an isagol. Now, if you look, very, very interesting. In the Mishnah Brura, in Sifkotin, Yud Dalad. The second line of our Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes a Zohar, which is worth knowing. Uba Zohar in Parashas Nosai. Why is it in Parashas Nosai? Because Parashas Nosai is the source of the whole halacha of head covering for a woman. We learn it from the Isha Soita. So it says there, Uba Zohar, Parashas Nosai. Have a look at the fifth bottom line. Very frightening statement. Uba Zohar, Parashas Nosai, Hichmir Ma'oid. Is very, very stringent. Shaloi Yisrae Shum Sa'ar Me'isha. That hair should never be visible. She should not walk around, even in the confines of her own home. And when her hair is covered, it should make sure that nothing is protruding. De groma maskunta lebeisa, because this can be goyrem a sakona to the home. The garma lebnoh, and it will cause the children to lo yischashvun bedara, and they will not be mischashev. They will not, I think it means stay on the track. The sitra achran, it brings evil forces, lishrois lebeisa. Very frightening. The Gemara Kiyodua says, one of the great Amoraim had tremendous children, bonim tzadikim. They asked the mother, in what particular zechus was this? And she says, I was makpid. The walls of my home never saw my hair. Meaning that as soon as, whenever she bathed, and she wanted to come out, she was immediately waiting. They had a towel waiting for her, and she was immediately covered. Al koponim, even if we're not on that level of our noshim, but certainly to walk around, even at home, with her hair uncovered, as a general rule, is therefore definitely considered inappropriate, if not asa. And that's what the rest of the Mishnah Berurah talks about. He brings it at quite at length. Talks about if somebody wants good children, then that's the way to do it. And the Gemara we just mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah quotes now on the bottom line. Uba Yuma, the very bottom line of the Mishnah Berurah, the end of this Mishnah Berurah, Isa, it says, Maisa de Kimchis. There was a woman called Kimchis, Bizchus Hatsnias Hayaseira Shahoisa Ba. In the zechus of the extra levels of tznius that she adhered to, shelo ra'u koyreis beisa, the walls and the roof of her home never saw anything. Imrei chaluka yotzimenu koyanim gedolim. She was zeichet to have children, but not any old children, koyanim gedolim. So very, very important. We live in an age where people are looking for all types of fancy sgulois. So here we have one from the Mishnah Berurah, but it's not the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Zohar HaKodesh, which was written by Tanoim, Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So if somebody feels he needs a chizuk with their children, as we all do, then tzmius, says the Mishnah Berurah, is the number one guarantee, the number one key to success in order to ensure we have good children. Now, I think I mistranslated the word Se'ar Nochris. I quoted, the Ramah says at the end, the Kol Shekein Se'ar Nochris Afilu Darka L'Chasos. So I quoted it as hair of a non-Jewish woman. That is a mistranslation. It's a mistake. I apologize. Se'ar Nochris does not mean that. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Tezvov. Se'ar Nochris means Kori Nochris, what do we call Sar Nochris? That's referring to Lahasar Shenechtach. Ve'einoi Dovuk Lubasara. It means, doesn't mean non-Jewish, I'm sorry, that was my mistake. It means, as it were, foreign hair. She has cut her hair, and it happens to be a hair which is now sitting on her goof, but it's not attached to her goof anymore. Right? Imagine just after we've taken a haircut, we have bits of hair all over us. The Svirale, and the Ramah is telling you, the Alze Loi Omru Chazal Sar Beisha Erva. That's not subject to this Isha. The Gam Mutter Legaloisam, even Mutter to reveal there, the Aim Bezemishum Prius Roish, that's no problem. However, the Yesh Chalkin. Some disagree, and some say, now, because at the end of the day, this is hair of a woman, so So for why in the world would we care whether it is connected to her goof or not connected to her goof? So she's just had a haircut and there's a hair now sitting on her neck, for example, that would be subject to this halacha of Sarah B'Sha'er. But the Ramah says it's not. And the Mishnah Berurah brings Cholkin.
It isn't cut hair what a sheitel is.
Oh, carry on. V'oimrim, and they say, the af b'peonochris. What's peonochris? A sheitel. According to this opinion, even the peonochris, shaykh, sar, b'isha, erva. If the peonochris is made from hair of a woman, meaning it's not made from some synthetic material, but it really is sar b'isha, then I'll also be subject to it's sar b'isha erva, b'isha priyas aroish. But because of a prima godim, this may save the day. Because of a prima godim, diba medinois she yoitzim ha'noshim b'peonochris magula. In those places where women wear peonochris, which is uncovered, meaning in some places they would wear peonochris, but they wear some sort of head covering on top of that, in the way that, for example, Hasidim and some Sfaradim do. They have like a cloth covering on top of the shekel. But in those places that that's not the general minik, rather they wear a uncovered shekel. So that's now very serious shayla, because according to what we've just learned, that is the subject of a machlekes, and according to some opinions, you can't say dvarim shebekedusha. Very difficult situation. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Prima Godim, yesh lohem lismoich al haShulchan Aruch. They would be allowed to rely on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, who said that it is permissible. Not only that, umashmash mineshon, the implication of his words are the afilu sa'ar shel atzmo shenechtach. Even if the hair which is making up her sheitel is in fact her own hair, v'achakach chibro l'roisho, and after that she connected it to her head, meaning she made a sheitel out of her own hair, yesh lo hakel, but the sefer Magen Geburim hichpe b'zeh. Then he says, by the way, another halacha. If the general minig in this particular area is not for women to wear sheitel, then she shouldn't do either. Then if the general minig is not to wear sheitel, then even if somebody is wearing a sheitel, the people won't know. Because it's not the normal minig, and therefore one should be machmir. So the bottom line is, in our areas where I think it's pretty safe to say that the general minig amongst our wives is to wear a sheitel without a further head covering, then one would be allowed to rely on the opinion, the mainstream opinion, which is you could say Dvarim Shebekedusha. Not only that, says the Mishnah Berurah, it might well be that even if the sheitel is made up of her own hair, of her own hair.
The last couple of weeks, there has been a full page, like a call Kore, in the magazines about sheitels with what, lace, coverings or caps or something like that inside, that they're absolutely usher. Do you know anything about that?
I think I might know what you're referring to. They've recently come out, and it's a great shame, and it's worse than that. If this is what you're referring to, basically the front of the sheitel, instead of just being regular hairs you'd normally see, it's basically like some sort of a head skin colored type material, such that the hair is not coming out of a regular sheitel netting, but it's coming out of this skin colored material, such that when you put it on your head, it looks like the hair is actually coming out of your own forehead. So it looks 100% like your own hair. The whole issue of sheitels has become a very, very difficult topic in our times. And Gedolei Yisrael have tried to curb the stream, and with very limited degrees of success. And it's, you know, it's once the tide is flowing, it's very, very hard to stop it, unless you absolutely outlaw all sheitels, which in some areas they do. Well, then they don't have these problems. But in our general circles amongst the Ashkenazim, they do wear sheitels, and therefore, very often, it's very, very difficult either to define the difference between what's permissible and not permissible, and even harder to implement. Very hard, even very, very hard to implement. Very, very difficult story. Very difficult story. Just last week, I was talking to one of the Chadorim here in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel, talking to the Menahel, and he proudly told me he's just refused five families based on the wife, based on the way the wife dressed, or the lack of tznius. It's a very, very difficult subject. It's a very, very difficult subject. And then obviously with the advent of technology, shaitels are becoming more and more real life looking, which therefore basically almost defeats the whole purpose of the shaitel in the first place, because you can no longer see any difference, quite frankly, between real hair and the shaitel. It's a very difficult topic. It's a very, very sensitive topic. Very, very, very sensitive topic.
Are the ones with the netting that the Rav described, are those usher for women?
So again, I'm not an expert. You should speak to my wife. It's Nagia Loch Lamaisa. But the one that Rabbi Eliyahu Dovid is mentioning, I know my wife did tell me about this new thing quite recently, and maybe that's what you're referring to, with this lace front. And for all intents and purposes, my wife has told me that she's seen women, and she literally had to, like, a double take. What's going on? Why are they not wearing a sheitel? It 100% looks like, and that's the whole purpose, it 100% looks like that the hair is coming out of their own forehead, which is the whole point of the people who manufacture this, which is the whole point, against the whole point of shaitels in the first place. So it's a very, very difficult topic. It's a very, very, unfortunately, it's something that I'm asked about very, very regularly, and not just asked about. Maybe asked about is the wrong word. I'm not asked about it. I'm complained to about is a more accurate way of, you know, people are dressing like this, people are dressing that. There's a lack of sensitivity, and it's a great shame. Okay, we'll hold it over here, and Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. All being well, with Sif Gimel.
Yeah, Shikoach.
Have a great day, everybody.